the next item, please.
All right, agenda item number 7 is bylaws review, and this is a recommendation item. Kate?
Mr. Chairman and committee members, if you could bring that up. There are 3 recommended items for inclusion in the bylaws. An attendance requirement, an officer eligibility requirement, and then also an adjustment to the executive committee. So the first item you can see there is codifying the attendance requirement within the bylaws. So the language is members who fail to attend meetings regularly may be subject to removal by the nominating, authority. So this would just codify it in the bylaws. Does anyone have any questions on that one? We can just.
I just want to point out that the verb that's discretion of the authority. And so the discretion can say, the authority could say, oh, he's a nice guy. You know, he's a friend of ours. Sure. He's missed a bunch of meetings, but our decision is that there's value in keeping him or her on. I just want to mention that. I think that's unusual. Usually, in the kind of situation, happen if somebody doesn't show up to meetings.
I'd like to add to that that this was recommended by Office of Corporation Counsel in that the nominating authority is the sole entity that has the ability to remove board members. So if you have further questions about this item, then I would suggest probably getting a legal opinion from Office of Corporation Counsel.
I hope you're not misunderstanding me. I'm not responding negatively to it. I'm just pointing out that I think it is unusual. I may be incorrect. I guess, I don't know if Corporation Council does this routinely with, other groups like the Mental Health Board, but I thought that it is different than other approaches. I've never seen this before.
Right. And Rachel, you're absolutely correct. It's very, it leaves a question of what is regularly. Right, if I regularly attend, I don't know, it's that once every 2-3 months. Or
right.
I get it, and I understand your concern, but from a legal perspective, that was the language that we were able to add.
I wouldn't question it.
Yeah, I would say this, being that governing chair, that if someone is not attending, it draws concern from the board, we would definitely push the envelope to the authority that and say, hey, this is our concerns. Even if we have to do a letter to say, it was a meeting on this date and he didn't attend. It was a meeting on this day. So we'll point out hard facts in the letter to say, this is why we're nominating this person, even though they have the sole discretion. And so you still have that letter as a record to say, this is why we have recommended or send a letter to the nominating authority. I hope that helps.
And Rachel, I agree with you and the chairman as well. It is an unusual statement, and I've even thought, well, why can't it state something like a member who fails to attend X percentage of meetings versus one or two are excused or unexcused. But Kate has clarified multiple times that this is what Corporation Counsel says, but yet I've talked with Richard Cantor, and he believes Corporation Counsel is simply another opinion, and it's not God's word, you know? So we could get this right now and talk to Richard about it.
Well, let's see if there's an occurrence that makes us all feel strongly about it. I'm just pointing it out as something which I think is unusual. I think it's exceptional and not common. I'm not making an issue of it right now.
Something else that I can add to this is in my consultation with Corporation Counsel Dawn, she said, and we had discussed this at previous meetings, so this is something that I had shared with you previously, but that the governance committee would then have to track attendance and then provide those records publicly, do a public review of every attendance, and if that's something that you wanted to pursue, then it could look that way, but you can't remove people.
It would I understand.
And the board staff can certainly pull attendance records for you as a committee at any time that you'd like to take a look at those.
Yeah.
Okay, and what's the next recommended bylaw change?
Okay, so officer eligibility requirements. So this is something that is recommended by Chairwoman Neubauer. Mary, do you want to speak to this, or? I can just proceed. It's
yeah. Why don't you just proceed so you can just go down as we had spoken.
Okay, it's an effort to get at succession planning for the board, with some of the longer standing board members terming off and seeing new board members coming into place, looking at ways to foster leadership development within the board structural level. And so this language is meant to be minimal so that it's not exclusionary in any way. It's really about substantive board service. So with the diversity on the board, in terms of backgrounds of constituencies represented, everyone should have an opportunity to participate in a board officer role, the only requirement being leadership experience on a committee, as a committee chair. So the language here for your consideration and for you to explore would be that members must meet the following minimum service requirements to be eligible for board officer roles. And for the chair, it would be perhaps 1 to 2 years of board service, with at least so many years as committee chair, vice chair, same thing, and then secretary, it's not a requirement for committee chair service. And just a further item to highlight for you, board terms are 4 years, so I would recommend that you keep the minimum service requirement to be something that is minimal, because there's no guarantee that people will be reappointed, but this is to set kind of a baseline eligibility requirement for the board officer roles.
Any questions?
Can I ask a question? Should we motion and a second and a vote per item, Kate? Like, should we have, because there was discussion about the first item, should we do motion, second, vote, and then move on to this one? Or should we wait till all three?
It's up to the chair. Either way, it's fine, Mr. Chair.
I think we should separate them out.
They were feeling a little different. So do you want to go back to the to this one and do a motion? And
yes, ma'am.
So Jenny can get the specifics.
And so the first recommendation is order bylaw change language. Is members who fail to attend meetings regularly may be subject to removal by the nominating authority. I believe we had a lot of discussion on it, but would anyone like to make a motion to adopt that change?
I make a motion to adopt the change.
I got it, Mary. I hear you. And Rachel seconded by me. Rachel, any questions pertaining to the particular meeting attendance change?
No.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any option passed to adopt that change on the bylaws? And now it moves to the full board, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, then for this one, do you want to do your motions and then have discussion?
Second proposed change is...
I think it would be helpful to have some discussion about the number of years.
Oh, absolutely. That was coming.
Okay.
Because that was the question I had. I'm not going
to... So discussion first to come then make a motion that includes the specific years.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And can you remind me, is a term 4 years?
Yes.
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 Either way, we can have discussion now. So I don't know, since this was adopted, is anybody recommending, or Mary, are you recommending how many years of service as a committee chair?
I think, you know, to be the chairperson, I think it would be valuable for the chair to have 2 years of committee chair experience and the vice chair 1 year.
Years of board service should the chair have? Work?
No, because No, not four.
The term is four. So three. Oh, but the person wouldn't become a chairperson immediately, so.
It could be two and two, or it depends on, you know.
So I guess when we look
it could be this. two and one, and one and one.
My opinion is that if this individual, you know, what do we count as experience? Is it only experience on the mental health board?
Yes, we're talking specific to the mental health board.
Right. So do we disqualify someone that been multiple boards and maybe chaired boards, but now new to the mental health board, and we say, well, hold on, you can't be a part of the executive board because you haven't done it here?
Specific to the mental health board, because the mental health board is a whole specific different kind of board, and it's bringing your expertise to the mental health board. And the chances are, if you bring that sort of expertise, that's usually going to make you or put you in a position to be a chair of a committee.
I understand the rationale.
So it's about, you know, grooming people and getting people in the position to be able to be a chair and a vice chair and a secretary, and adding and, you know, creating some longevity so that people can gain skills and mentor people. And then I think what this creates, Ken, is an opportunity to set up a mentoring system as well. This is a first step, and then creating some mentors within the chair, the vice chair, the secretary, to be mentors to people, and we could have mentors for the chair positions to committee people, and committee people that could be mentors to people that potentially want to be committee chairs.
Is this going to always fall in line?
Oh, it's not going to fall perfectly in line, but I think if we have some sort of system, whereas we don't have anything now, it's going to work out better than we were in positionally at this last go-around.
I understand. What I mean is that, and I have to, like, go over it, look at it closely to see.
Is it going to be perfect? No. It's not going to be perfect.
And what I mean is it always fit that criteria with people terming off, right?
But so people always have an option to do a second term. But people have an option to do a second term. So people can be on the board for 8 years if they want. So if persons want to be in a leadership role, they have that prerogative to do so. And that would position them then to stay longer and build to be in a leadership role.
I don't think we're talking about...
Go ahead, Rachel.
I don't think you're talking, I think what you're talking about of the mental health board. There's the structure of a board, there's the rules, the framework, but then there's also a culture. And I think what you're saying is actually very important. I think you're saying we should be a body of people that look out for potential leadership capacity in everybody who serves on the board, be alert to that, and move and approach people about chairing committees and so forth, or being officers. But I don't think that we can capture, I mean, we could put a sentence like that in somewhere, if Kate says we can, or we can ask somebody else to do it, but I don't think that that's exactly what we're talking about here. I think that what we're being asked for is something very simple, which is, you know, how long should somebody be on the board before they're tapped to be a chairperson? How long should somebody be on the board for chair of a committee? How long should you serve on the board when you're asked to be a president, the president or vice president? And I think that's a much simpler and more thing that we need to do. As I said, what I think you're saying is important, but I think it's another discussion.
But Rachel, that's exactly what this says in yellow.
Yeah, and thank you, Rachel and Mary. Kate, you want to talk about...
Just that this was just a suggestion for discussion, and if you want to modify it in any way to make it months instead of years, or have, you know, you could take out years of committee service or committee chair service and make it take out the years and just say experience as a committee chair. I mean, you can wordsmith this however you want it to look. And with the recognition that terms are only 4 years and there's not a guarantee of a second term, although often people have been sort of automatically reappointed.
And because I was new on the board, and this is just my opinion, because I was pretty new on the board, do I feel like I could have filled any one of those vacancies without being on the board for 2 years? Absolutely. So, you know, I don't want to disqualify individuals that's just coming on the board but have leadership skills. So that's what I'm looking at. And then it's always been a vote, right? And so if the board is voting, you know, I would think that the board members would take in consideration the time and effort that someone has already put into the board. That makes it without regulating them, the person just don't qualify at all because they haven't did this, this, and this. And you know, we kind of lose the democracy of that. And, you know, it could be potential times where it's only two people that qualify for the positions. And then everybody else is kind of knocked out where they don't even get a chance to vote or be nominated because they don't meet the criteria. And so I don't know if we want to be that rigid, but I'm the chair here, and I've heard all the comments. If somebody want to move forward, to make a motion to move this forward, or we can make a motion to table it until we look at it, maybe have some more discussion. Maybe Kate can bring us back some different language. Or are we ready to move forward with today? I'm just one person. I'm just the chair. Like, if the committee needs to speak.
I think we should defer this to the next meeting. I think there's enough to chew on, and that we should not rush to vote right now. I have another question, Kate, of you. I want to ask of you about electing people to things. I may have missed something. But when I walked into the MHB, the Mental Health Board meeting, a few days ago, I didn't realize that I was going to be voting in an election. Did I miss something that told me election and these were the candidates? Because if I didn't miss anything and I walked into an election, and I, a member of this committee, had no idea that this was going to happen and was never, ever, ever solicited on the candidates. And please don't misunderstand me. I know Kathy for years, and I know, you know, I know both women for years, and I'm fine with this. The process concerns me very much. It was also done very, very openly. So if I had decided that I didn't want to vote for one of them, I probably would have voted for one of them. I have a lot of concern about the way that election was done and did on that at that meeting.
Okay,
I didn't
thank
think
you.
It was the time to articulate it.
I can comment. As a facilitator of what's happening here, about the topic that was at hand before Rachel brings up new business. So she also mentioned tabling this topic. So, Chairman, you would have to call for a motion to table.
Okay. To me,
Can I just answer that question?
It fit within the realms of the discussion, to me, kind of. It's starting to veer off, and I get that part. Kate, go ahead and answer the question, and we're going to move forward, though.
Just quickly, the election materials were in your packet, so you should have had that in advance, including the instructions for voting. The election has followed the same format since board inception, the same voting protocols.
If you want to make adjustments to the election process, that could be something that this committee could undertake, but that process was, you should have had advance notice
of
that.
Okay.
That's great. Okay. All right. So I'm going to move on now. Definitely some things we can put on the agenda item for the next committee meeting, have a discussion. Right now we want to make a motion that members must suggest men as far as elected officers of the board. And Mary, did you want to make a motion?
No.
I'll make a motion that we table it to the next body second.
I'll second it.
Comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Hold this over to the next meeting to get more research, look at different language, and then Mary and I can have a discussion offline as well, so we can talk about this going forward. The next proposed change to the bylaws.
Okay, so this is an item that when the governance committee became standing committee of the board, it needs to be included in the language of the bylaws along with the other standing committee chairs for the executive committee. So the language would be, there is created an executive committee of the board consisting of the chair, vice chair, and secretary of the board, and the chairpersons of the finance, governance, and quality committees as voting members. That's pretty straightforward. And then that's it for bylaws changes.
I make a motion that we accept the change in the articles for adding the Committee of Governance into the Executive Committee for voting purposes and being a part of the Executive Committee.
I second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? And the motion passed to make the change, adding the governance committee chair as a part of the executive committee.
Can I ask a question? When my computer shut down, what got tabled? All I heard was something got tabled.
The recommendation for officer eligibility requirements.
No. It was before that. It was two items before. Was it item number 5 got tabled?
The hybrid for me.
That got tabled?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Wanted to talk to the staff to see if we can really accommodate.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.